Former Enron chief executive and chairman Kenneth Lay has resigned from the board of directors of the bankrupt corporation. Over the weekend, the board released an internal report criticizing Lay. The report says he bears a large measure of the responsibility for the energy company's failure. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Lay says he's quitting the board because his involvement has become a distraction from Enron's reorganization. He offered a similar explanation 2 weeks ago when he gave up his titles of chairman and CEO. In a statement yesterday, Lay said he wants Enron to survive and successfully emerge from bankruptcy. If that's true, bankruptcy attorney Charles Tattlebaum says he may be doing the right thing.
If he really believes that the company should be reorganized and wants to do the best for the company, he would step down as a director so that his conflicting position would not interfere with the ongoing reorganization or cause a sideshow.
But Tattlebaum suggests Lay may have an additional motive. As a director of Enron, Lay had a fiduciary duty to the company's creditors. Among other things, Tattlebaum says, that might have required Lay to testify in bankruptcy court about the events that led to Enron's collapse.
And if someone were to be an officer or a director and continue to be one and then refuse to testify on the grounds of Fifth Amendment or otherwise, it creates a conflict between the fiduciary duty to the court and creditors and the constitutional protections under the Fifth Amendment.
Lay's resignation makes it easier for the former chairman to plead the Fifth when asked about what went wrong. Lay has already refused to testify before congressional investigators this week. He canceled scheduled appearances after Enron's board released the results of an internal investigation. The probe concluded that as captain of the ship, Lay bears significant responsibility for setting up and then failing to control the outside partnerships that Enron used to inflate its profits and conceal its debts. Director Charles Elson of the Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware says after such a damning report from his fellow directors, it would have been difficult for Lay to remain on the board.
I think his presence is probably a reminder of what went wrong, and more importantly, what their potential liability may be ahead.
Lay's resignation severs his last official ties to the company he'd led for 16 years. He'd been with Enron from its beginning after leading a predecessor company called Houston Natural Gas. Before that, Lay was an executive at other energy firms and a professor teaching economic theory and government business relations. Scott Horsley, NPR News.